Let's get started. Throughout our discussion, I will use a few different representations to communicate structures of molecules. Going forward, we will use bond line and wedge and dash rather than Lewis structures, which means you'll need to be familiar with these if we're going to communicate effectively. Click on my computer if you want to learn more about bond line and wedge and dash structures. You will navigate outside of this tutorial if you click the computer. Click next to continue our conversation if you already feel comfortable with these representations. Before we move forward, I'd like to provide you with a few reminders about how to write and interpret bond line and wedge and dash structures. When drawing bond line structures, the hydrogens attached to the carbons are implicit. This means they are not explicitly drawn, but they do exist. Next, we always draw the carbon atoms in a zigzag pattern, where each carbon atom is considered pointing up or down. Finally, when wedges and dashes are used, we draw them in the direction the carbon is pointing. We do this to represent the tetrahedral shape surrounding the carbon atom. Please do not draw the wedges and dashes pointing in the direction opposite of the carbon atoms. Remember, our goal is to identify whether the three amino acids in glutathione are R or S. To do this, you need to understand some topics related to stereochemistry and stereoisomers. Stereoisomers are two or more molecules that have the same chemical formulas and sequence of bonded atoms, but different three-dimensional arrangement of the atoms in space. There are several types of stereoisomers, but we're going to focus on one specific form that is related to chirality. Chirality or chiral centers have many different names, including stereocenters, asymmetric centers, chiral carbons, or stereogenic centers. Chirality exists when an object's mirror image is non-superimposable with the original object. Your hands are a great example of this. You'll notice that your hands are mirror images of one another. However, if you put your right hand on top of your left, they are different from each other. Or another way to say this is that they are non-superimposable. Move the slider below to see this in action. Molecules can also be chiral. Notice how both molecules are mirror images of each other, but the molecules cannot be superimposed upon each other because of the differences in the three-dimensional arrangement of their atoms. These molecules cannot be superimposed on each other no matter how we rotate them. Therefore, they are called enantiomers, which means they are mirror images of each other, but they are non-superimposable. One of these molecules is the R enantiomer, and the other is the S. You'll be able to assign these by the end of this activity. The black sphere at the center of this model represents a carbon atom. To have an R or S enantiomer, you need to have a chiral center. For carbon atoms, a chiral center means that the carbon atom is attached to four unique groups. As a result, the first thing you need to do is to find a chiral center. Let's do a practice problem together. Notice the carbon atom highlighted in green? I was able to determine that this is a chiral center by counting the number of unique groups attached to it. The carbon center is chiral if there are four unique groups. If at least two groups are the same, then it is not chiral. Can you determine the four unique groups attached to this chiral center? Give it a try. Then, click next to see the answer. There are four groups in total attached to this carbon atom. And since all these groups are distinct or different from one another, this carbon center is chiral. The other carbon centers in this molecule are not chiral centers. The carbon center highlighted in green is not a chiral center because it has three hydrogens attached to it. Chiral centers have four unique groups, and the three hydrogens are the same type of group, so this carbon is not a chiral center. And this is the same for the carbon atom on the other side of the molecule. Finally, this carbon center has two implicit hydrogen atoms, so it is also not a chiral center. Please remember, a molecule can have more than one and sometimes many chiral centers. As a result, you'll need to check each carbon in the molecule to determine if it is a chiral center or not. Great job! I'd like to show you more, but I need to check on my experiment, so my chemistry colleagues are here to walk you through two more examples. Great job! We're getting a little closer to assigning R and S to the amino acids in glutathione. Let's document your progress in your laboratory notebook. Open your notebook to view your new chirality master batch.